Hey, what's good, y'all? This is your man Major, and I'm back at y'all for episode number 32. And this week, man, we all about the music this week. Man, we had a little bit of a delay, man, getting that Donnell Jones interview together. So make sure y'all come back next week for episode number 33, and we're going to get that one up there for y'all. But this week, man, we just going to stick to the tracks, because that's what we do best anyway, man. And the four tracks we got in today's show is fire as hell. But before we get into that, man, I want to go ahead and announce the winner for episode number 31. Got to send a big shout out to my man Rain coming through, man. He's a repeat champion now. And dude set a damn record, man. Dude's got the most votes so far for any artist on Hood Hype, man. So I want to go ahead and congratulate Rain and give my man mad props, man. Big shout out to him for doing that. And if you want to check him out, go to www.signrain.com. And remember, Rain is R-E-I-G-N. So go there and check him out, man. He's going to be up on Hip Hop Directory for the second time. And we'll be running his information over there on Digital LSD again, too. So that's what's up, man. Shout out to him. And shit, man, before I go any further, too, want to let y'all know we got the news segment coming up this week with my man Fro. Kept it real lively, man, filling me in on everything that's been going on in the hip-hop world. So we missed him last week, so it was a good look to get Fro back on here. But we're going to get into that, man, after this first track. But now, man, we're going to go ahead and kick it off. And our kickoff artist is my man Ill Tactics with the song called So What, featuring Young Luke. And my man Ill Tactics is also a regular on the message boards too, man. That's my guy. Dude be on the message board, you know, kicking it with us, man, posting different information. Dude's real cool people. And my man is coming out of Washington, D.C. And if you want to check him out, go to myspace.com/trueturntablist. And we're going to have that website. You know, you can get to that off our page. If you go to the Cast Your Vote section, you can go there and get his full web address. And the name of the album is called The Prophecies of Legacy. And the song is just a banger, man. The production on this track is hard as hell. So I think y'all really going to be feeling it, man. But we about to jump into this one right now to kick it off. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's your boy, Ill Tactics. I mean, the real Ill Tactics. You know, we're making real music over here. Yeah, we up in this thing, the hottest thing to hit the streets since that nigga Big Kane. I'm a showstopper, rock a block, lock a knock. Not a man, nigga, got a flow as big as six figures. 100,000 in my hand, and you worth a couple of grand. I guess what I demand, why can't you understand that I am the man? Yeah, I spit down real shit, every word from my mouth is so magnificent. They say I'm hip and sick, maybe held down, cause I'm held down by residuals that I'm collecting. These niggas, they're disrespecting, so I'ma teach them a lesson and keep these niggas straight guessing. Cause I'm a heat packer, not a rubber lyricism. I'm the master wordplay like gunplay. I keep the helmet cop, my skills, they seem to pop. Everything that's around me, baby, soon you can find me. I'm worldwide, head of line on my grind all the time.
Every time we roll up in big trucks, count big bucks, nigga, hey, so what?
In the hood, they know us. Hoes love us, and niggas still wanna hate, nigga, so what?
Every time we roll up in big trucks, count big bucks, nigga, hey, so what?
In the hood, they know us. Hoes love us, and niggas still wanna hate, nigga, so what?
I ain't even got a rap to survive or just make it. I can sit over the stove with the Pyrex and bacon. And if you're plotting the tape, get you out of just take the 4-5 to your face. Put your brains on the pavement, cause you really wasn't thinking, you really was hating. So I called up the dealers for a small ass favor. Send me his right hand and the rest of his payments. If he gets smart, send his mom the rest of him naked. He was talking to the feds under investigation. So I had to lay low, cause it got kinda shaking. When the nigga steady snitching on greatness, whether they speculating, they perpetrating. Keep your enemies close, they're the ones that can break your west side. No lie, I'm considered amazing. So I laugh at fuck boys, cause there's no conversation. I be in the back, count chills, patiently waiting. Come on. Every time we roll up in big trucks, count big bucks, nigga, hey, so what?
In the hood, they know us. Hoes love us, and niggas still wanna hate, nigga, so what?
Every time we roll up in big trucks, count big bucks, nigga, hey, so what?
In the hood, they know us. Hoes love us, and niggas still wanna hate, nigga, so what?
Stop. Nah.
it's been a long damn time, man. I'm about to go ahead and holler at my dude Fro and find out what's hood this week. Hey, what's good, man?
What up, Major? Back in the building.
Hell yeah, it's been a minute, dog. What's been going on?
Oh, man, we're going to jump right into it. First, everybody's favorite rapper that nobody wants to admit they hate and nobody wants to admit they love, the Game. He's leaving Aftermath. He's trying to deal with Geffen. Geffen? Whatever the fuck it is. He's not on Aftermath, the label, no more, but he's still rocking with him or whatever. He said it's no beef between, Dr. Dre or nothing like that. If 50 ain't make him leave, he just got a situation where it's time for him to spread his wings. So he left that the record label.
I saw that, man. That's kind of fucked up, man, because for somebody who, like, got a real big name and already got a big following, that dude didn't have more controversy and fucking just always shit just be happening to that nigga, man.
One album.
Crazy. Yeah. One album got all kinds of shit going on. I don't understand.
Sure, I mean, it's not like leaving Aftermath is gonna get, you know, stop 50 from making money off him. He's still gonna make money off this nigga because they signed a three record deal or something like that. A 3 or 4 record deal.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still gonna make money off him, and no matter where yet, but I guess he said that's his best move for him. And Dr. Dre, ever so silent, he ain't speaking on it. He spoke to somebody else saying that they're letting him spread his wings and get into a situation that's good for him. So I guess,
you know, Dre don't really go through the media for nothing, man. That dude keep all his shit to himself, man. That nigga be silent like a mug.
For sure.
That's what's up, though.
Yeah. Things heating up a little bit more between Lil Wayne and Gilly the Kid. Gilly got at him on that Cannon beat. This fight, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah. Lil Wayne, his whole, everything about him is in the beef. What's his name? Trina tried to get at Gilly. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, it's kind of taking me back to the playground with, you know, the girl tried to step up for the dude. I know his name's Lil Wayne, but that dude, he got to stop. I'm a man.
Hell yeah. That shit crazy, man. Yeah, she need to, I mean, I don't know. To me, I think she should probably stay out of that and let the nigga handle his own business. But
for sure,
she trying to show her support, though, so that's cool. I feel where she coming from.
I guess if I had a broad stuff this nigga out, I guess I wouldn't be too mad. MC Hammer's music catalog got sold, man. $2.7 million. You fucking kidding me?
Oh, they sold all the rights to his shit?
All his whole catalog from back in the day, which includes shit like Turn This Mother Out, You Can't Touch This, Too Legit to Quit, Pray, and as well as a whole lot more, got bought up by this company called Evergreen Copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Man, $2.7 million. And so I feel like a push of MC Hammer ringtones and shit is about to happen. You know, we're about to see them on a Dell commercial or something.
Hell yeah, you already know, man. That's how that shit be going down. They be buying the rights to your shit, man, be using it all over the place, and you don't get a fucking penny, dog.
Exactly.
Shit's crazy. Remember how Michael Jackson did that shit to the Beatles, man? Paul McCartney was trying to buy the Beatles shit, and Michael Jackson's like, fuck you, I'm buying your shit, and I'm gonna use it.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. It's crazy.
I'll sample it if I want to.
Wow.
Sure. Luda cut his hair. That shit is funny.
Yeah, I saw the video, man. That shit, I don't know, man. I can't get used to it, dog. Shit just
it
looked
like
right.
like a young Will Smith or something with bigger ears.
That shit looked funny to me, but yeah, I saw a nigga trying to get his grown man on.
You know, yeah. I guess they're saying that this that he was forced to do it for a role he's gonna be in. So,
oh, okay.
Chips, I guess. Get some chips.
Yeah, cats is fucking with the movies heavy right now, man.
Yeah, for sure. You check Idle Wild yet?
Nope, I ain't had a chance to, man. I want to, though.
Bootleggers is down there. They had it. I checked it out. Yeah, it's fire. It's a classic.
Okay, that's what's up, though. I need to get out there.
Oh, shit. Oh, over in Minnesota, Prince's wife, she filed for divorce, you know. Everybody.
You talking about the badass Arabian chick or whatever she
is? Man, she's bad. Oof.
Yeah, she's sexy as hell.
Her name is Manuela Testaloni Nelson.
Okay.
That's, that's, I mean, it sounded sexy to Nelson, but looking at her, it made Nelson sound sexy.
Hell yeah, she bad as hell.
Yeah, you know, this is his second marriage. That dude is 48 years old, man.
48?
Yeah, it's funny because it don't even feel like that because I don't know why. Because it made me feel so goddamn little.
Yeah, the nigga don't look that old either, though, man. Dude look young for his age, man. That's crazy.
For sure.
That's wild.
And then, shit. M.O.P., Mashal Posse, they're about to drop another album. It's coming out on a little indie label, Copper Top Records.
For real?
You know, they got
what happened with the G-Unit gig, man?
They still signed to them. They still signed to them. It's funny. I mean, they doing it a little bit different than they did when they was on The Rock, because when they was at The Rock, it was like stalled, you know.
Yeah,
no,
doing a damn thing over
yeah.
there.
Yeah, hurry up and wait type shit. Just sit there. So I guess I'm sure the 50's blessing has been laid upon it. They won't be there long or something. It'll be funny.
Yeah, that's cool. So, I'll be checking for that one.
For sure. It's got a lot of rock on it. It's clearing out the luggage, you know, the closet. It's got appearances from Bleak, Siegel, Jay-Z, a whole, like, 4 or 5 songs with Jay. So go ahead on, check that one out when that comes.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to highlight that then.
I mean, 6 years, it's about time. It's time for Ghetto Warfare. That's the name of the album, so looking for it.
Sure.
Oh, and did you check out that Pimp C interview on that the other hip hop website?
Oh, for sure, man. I caught that interview. That shit was hard too, man. That's one of the realest interviews I've seen in a minute, dog.
For sure, that was real talk.
Yeah.
I like how he kept it from throwing fire on a situation and just kind of just pointed out what's going on and gave his spin on it, you know, about the down south. And why the little flip he had to Jason is, I respect that shit right there, because I mean, dudes will follow or think it's alright to do some other shit because of a motherfucker like Pimp C say something. So you know, I respect what he did in that interview. That was handled real well.
Yeah, man. Because I mean, he could have easily taken the whole situation, man, and just blew the shit up further. He could have been on some fuck New York shit. I mean, he could've, there's a lot of things he could've said, man, but really, dude just spoke his mind, man, and really shit, I mean, just came out sounding like on the Little Flip and T.I. thing. He showed no bias whatsoever. He just put it out there, I don't like what the fuck they're doing. You know, T.I.'s like, T.I. is my nigga, but I don't like their whole little situation. And then the NY shit was real as hell. That, all that shit he said right there was 100% true, man. True as hell.
I guess that's what sitting down for a minute to do to you. Get you completely straightened the fuck out.
Hell yeah.
You know? You know exactly what he's talking, what he's speaking. I dig it.
For sure. That was fine.
Alright, well shit. Until next time, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here.
I hear that, man. It's good to get you back on here, cousin.
That's what's up.
Alright, man. I'll get at you next week, bro.
Alright, one time.
Alright, one. Alright, y'all. That's what's up, man. Always lots of shit going on in the hip-hop world. Glad to get my man Fro back in here handling the news, doing his business and shit, man. For anybody who's been coming to the message boards, you know, Fro will be out there grinding, man. He been out there posting all kinds of topics. We was even fucking debating the morning after pill the other day on the message boards, man. So that's how we do it, man. We talk about social shit. Of course, we talking rap music. We talking the underground scene. We talking everything, man. And all the people who are regulars to the board, they already know what's up, man. But if you ain't came to the board, go ahead and get on there. And on this anniversary show, man, we want all the Hood Hype regulars. Fuck, even if it's your first time tuning in to Hood Hype, man, you know, give us a call during this anniversary show. The way we're gonna do it is gonna be live, so y'all gonna be able to hear what we're talking about. And if you hear a topic that gets your interest, go ahead and dial in, and we're gonna take the call, and you'll be able to interact with me, Fro. My man J-Mac is gonna be in there, and we're gonna have a couple special guests for that episode as well, man. So the shit's gonna be hot to death, man. So make sure y'all check that one out. And we're gonna have the date and time posted on hoodhype.com right there on the front page, so make sure you're checking for that. But man, I've talked enough, man. We about to go ahead and get into the second banger. And this is another repeat artist in a way. My man L Shine is part of the group IGT. And IGT was actually featured, I believe it was in our first roundtable episode. And these dudes is coming out of Roosevelt, New York. And this track is called That Knock. And the album is L Shine. It's his solo project. I'm not sure if he really don't have his title yet or if that's what he's rolling with. But the shit is hot to death, man. Check them out at myspace.com/legatoshine. And once again, man, we'll have that web address up on our website. So come there and check it out if you want to holler at them. But the song is a banger, man. It's that gritty, grimy. To me, it's one of them throwback New York tracks, man. It's just rugged as fuck. And we're about to go ahead and check it out right now.
Grind with me, get some dough with me. Hit the crab table, blow 50. It's real, no makeup. Goatee shaped up. Living in the hood, nigga, we don't know Jacob. Survive if you can. You got a nice watch, a lot of time on your head. And get cut short when they come around the blocks. When them youngins sling brands. Come with your crew, you can die with your man. Dead on your porch, lead in your car. I'm on a 9-5 getting head in the porch. Excuse me, the caddy, 89 to Bill with the pimp suit on, like the great Reverend Mackie. Hoes get strong, dead all the feelings. We can talk first, put your legs to the ceiling. Made it through dealing, stealing for rent. It don't make dollars, then it don't make sense. Hit the floor, hands up, you sit down. Stand up, cops come, hands up, place pack, jammed up, live niggas, hands up, real bitches, stand up, cops come, hands up, don't get slammed up. Tonight we getting it right, be easy tonight, niggas don't start no shit tonight. Get a lot of hoes in here, I'm leaving with some, shorty gon' let me pipe. All I need is a hun and I'm good for the night. And suck a bullet out of gun, swallowing the pipe. Legato shine, you're following the light. The guard flow, niggas see halogens of Christ. Your number one rapper, hotter than them twice. A skinny nigga, but I'm brolic with the mic. You got a little stash, nigga, trick for the night. So what you buy, bitch, you drink? I ain't drinking nothing. That's how I'm broke, nigga, think. Bitches know a papa, rats smell cheese. The right amount of cash, have your girl on her knees. Don't be mistaken, this nigga caking. No disrespect, dog, but it's all for the bacon. And I move where the money at. Get the dollars, the white. Being shot with the 100 stacks. A boss status, symbol of the sunny black. Yo, bartender, let me get a Hennessy on rocks and give her whatever she want. Now hit the floor, hands up, sit down. Stand up, cops come, hands up, place pack. Jammed up, live niggas, stand up, real bitches. Hands up, cops come, hands up, don't get slammed up. Tonight we getting it right, be easy tonight. Niggas don't start no shit tonight. Get a lot of hoes in here, I'm leaving with some. Shorty gon' let me pipe. And get used to hearing the name ringing. Slash, Legato shine to the name famous. Cash, we getting that plum juice entertainment. You don't believe it? Fuck it. Don't make an ass out yourself talking out your anus. Penis, I rock stages and pack arenas. Like Enrique Iglesias and Derek Jeter. Bounce, in and out like a fiend in the crack house. It's heavyweight in the hood, nigga, max out. Get your weight up and drop your hate down. A crooked ass nigga, now walk straight now. Got potatoes and steak on the plate now. Pretty young thing, ass up, face down. They just living, enjoy the breeze. Multiply twice, triple the cheese. Donnie Brasco, niggas tenfold the D's. Get it right, hands up, sit down. Hands up, cops come, rams up, place pack. Hands up, live niggas, stand up, real bitches. Hands up, cops come, rams up, don't get slammed up. Tonight we getting it right, be easy tonight. Niggas don't start no shit tonight. Get a lot of hoes in here, I'm leaving with some. Shorty gon' let me pipe.
That was that shit. That was definitely that night. That was I. No doubt. You feel that?
Cheeks. Riddles. Shine. Plump. Juice. Steak. No money. No niggas. Fresh shit. High shit. You off the press. Get off the floor. Let's go.
Hoodhype.com.
But it won't holler back, but holler for your tempo. Just giving you info, it's fake news. niggas exposed, went around with two bullets, can't even reload, say follow with decode, but most of them be cold, acting all this, so we the death for they people, that's how it be though, it can't be no witnesses, business, either you against us, or with us, get us, yes us, what you thought, just I, nope, all my niggas moving heavy like a landslide, damn right, hands high, but this ain't no stick up, let me get your chest a lift up, but I ain't talking hiccups, niggas.
To show you how we do it, man. We sitting low and slipping, throwing, sipping fluid, man. You never know, we bout to spaz and try to do your fam. Ass broke, niggas the forefront, more blunts. We hit the spot and everybody, they be watching us. Cause we be hiding, yeah, we broke, still be watching us. It's something that you never seen and never heard before. Ass broke, yeah, we know, we know, we know.
Yeah, fuck you, pay me. White and blue tea like I'm a G in the Navy. Taking bitches down, they be calling me baby. Crazy, yellow nigga straight out the 80s. Lazy, only when I'm smoking the hazy. Baby, calling steady, falling for maybes. Shady, cheating when I got me a lady. Lately, I've been wanting hoes to persuade me. Lay me.
Y'all, we just hit y'all with back-to-back fire, man. And that second track y'all heard was a group called Moving Heavy coming out of LA, and the name of the track was One by One. And that track was hard as hell, man. That's one of them beats, man, that just make you want to smack a motherfucker in his mouth, dude. The shit was just damn near crunk music, man. But I know they coming from the West Coast, but that shit was hard as hell. And the name of their album is called This Is Moving Heavy. And if you want to check them out on the website, go to myspace.com/movingheavyentertainment. And so, I mean, I'm really feeling that cut, man. Fire as hell. And before I go any further, too, man, I want to go ahead and put a little side note out here. Be looking for some changes to hoodhype.com, man. Shit, you know, we're going to be, you know, changing up the whole look and feel of the site, man. And the design is tight as hell, man. I'm really feeling the new direction of the site, man. It's, you know, got a new style to it. But I really think, you know, the fans is going to appreciate it. And it's really going to give, you know, even more exposure to the artists, man. I just really think they gonna feel it all the way around. So be looking for that, man. I ain't gonna put out no official date for the relaunch. We'll probably have something like that, you know, coming shortly, but it's definitely coming within the next couple of months, man. So make sure y'all, you know, stay tuned for that one, man, because the shit is gonna be fire. But now, man, I'm about to go ahead and get into our fourth and final cut of the day, and this one's coming from a Michigan legend, man. This is my man Bootleg from the Dayton family with the track called Things Change. And if you want to check them out, go to myspace.com/therealbootleg. And the name of this album is called The Product. And shit, man, this is another beat, man, that Benji done got his hands on, man. Dude done produced, this is probably about the fourth, fifth track that we done featured on Hood Hype that this dude done did, man. And, this, you know, the dude's style is just ill as hell, man. He be finding some banging ass samples. This song right here is no different. Straight fire. And we about to go ahead and get into this one to close it out.
Let's go. It's feel good, boy. And y'all journey with me through the chapters and the pages of my life, you know? Mom only had one gangster. It's going down for real. Hey, just that good summer music. Roll your windows down. Turn it up a little bit. Matter of fact, we gon' run it into the summer. I'ma drop it in the winter just how cold I am. Day one, I never had a chance to get my slice. So let me walk you through these chapters, turn the pages of my life. I was born April the 2nd, 1970 train. Mama home, it wasn't long before a nigga ran away. Addicted to the street life, hustle late night. Filling crack pipes with China White, making sure we eating right. I'm up with the sunrise, tears in my eyes. Cause I realize it's a time and place when we all die. Trying to survive, but it's getting hard for me to do. I hustle for days, life is a maze. I'm trying to make it through. I wanna see my kids have kids in the future. Being raised in a community when no one tries to shoot you. Can you feel me? Am I guilty for trying to get this cheddar? Retire my Beretta and live a lifestyle that's better. Can you feel me? Am I guilty for trying to get this cheddar? Retire my Beretta and live a lifestyle that's better. Come on. Big things, big cream. I want to hear the world sing with me. Come on. Come on. Man, it feels good. Finally free. Ghetto living, y'all. Let's go. Talk to him. Huh. Okay, let's open some more pages. Chapter 2, you can tell from these lyrics I grew into an international hustle, whole new crew. And you can catch me out on Sunset, whipping a coupe. These girls want me in their world like I'm a nigga that hoop. But I'm a baller of a different sort. Fresh out of court, not fresh off the court. I'm blowing the port on my way to New York. A double court mega blowing the Vega lace with haze. Get a couple chicks that's thick and watch the Knicks play. Tomorrow it's a different day, different situation. Back to business. No more time wasted, I'm serious. We got a larger vision for this cash. Gotta watch out for them laws. And all these niggas wearing masks, I know they wanna get my stash. Going underneath me, but it's beneath me to ever let them win. We're attempting to beat them. God's on my side, I can never lose to no man. Charge at the whole world without a game plan. I know that you know. This the vibe for the summer, form one, come on.
I told you we was gonna get up out the ghetto, man.
Okay.
Stomach touching our backs.
That's, you
know,
right.
We was in the basement, nigga. You came through, jump out, so get a six pack,
yeah,
nigga. We couldn't get shit, nigga.
Yeah.
I told Bub, nigga, I called him around the corner, nigga. He said he had $5, nigga. I wanted to shoot myself with the phone.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, Bootleg. I told you, boy, we was gonna get it, man. My homeboy Bub, he a fool. He stuck down with me from the gutter, you know
real,
what I'm saying? All my boys on the block that kept it real, that brought that sack money back. It's for y'all. I told you I was gonna take y'all up out the ghetto, nigga.
Dirt the Hustler.
All right, y'all, that's about it for episode number 32, man. We stuck to the basics today, man, kept it grimy, just came with four fire-ass tracks, man. And shit, I don't think we disappointed at all, man. All the songs we played today was hard as hell. And be sure to check us out next week, man, episode number 33. I promise y'all, man, we're going to have an interview with Donnell Jones in that episode. And, you know, like I said, man, make sure you keep your eyes open for the Hood Hype Roundtable episode. That's coming up soon. And also want to remind people, man, check out hiphopdirectory.com, the grand Google of hip hop on the internet. Whatever you're looking for related to hip hop, man, hiphopdirectory.com will steer you in the right direction. Check us out on smoothbeats.com. And shit, man, if you're just in the mood for listening to some good hip-hop rap music, period, go to smoothbeats.com any time of day, man. They playing some of the best. Shit, they got the best stream of hip-hop going on the internet, man. So make sure you go over there and check them out. And shit, if you're in the mood, man, pick up the telephone, 313-406-7577. That's the hype line, man. Hit us up, give us some feedback. Call us up, drop a freestyle, do whatever you got to do on the hype line. Come on the message boards, man, and hang out with us. And if you want to hit me up, it's major@hoodhype.com. If you want to email the site, info@hoodhype.com. But that's about it for this one, man. I'll be back at y'all next week for 33. One.
This show has been a Mac Major production.